Zoe, thanks so much for the time. You and the team are 7-3 overall on the season. What's been the recipe for success so far for you and the team?
Yeah, I think honestly, like when we're going to games, just making sure that, you know, we're really focusing on our game, like Cortland Volleyball, and we're not, you know, playing down to the level of the other team, that we're controlling the game as much as we can, and like really focusing on also the basics, just keeping that in mind when we're playing, and like knowing that we are a good team and that we can compete with anyone on any given day. So just keeping that in mind when we're competing on the weekend. So
I'd like to dive a little bit deeper into that. You mentioned that you're out there to play Cortland Volleyball. What does that look like? What does that brand of volleyball look like?
Yeah, so something that Coach Aaron always talks about is playing loose and confident, and that's something that I, as a player, always try to keep in mind when I'm playing. So because when you're playing, you always, you know, there's ups and downs during the games that, you know, there's mistakes, there's errors, there's great points and stuff. So just keeping that in mind, like also trying to have fun, but staying confident in the moment as well. Because at the end of the day, like if you're not having fun with your sport, then, you know, it's not what you're meant to be doing. So just keeping that in mind, like having fun, but also playing with confidence with the goal of like winning always.
Last weekend's tournament was a tough one a little bit. You breezed past RIT 3-1, but then you were tested quite a bit against Mount Union and St. John Fisher. What made those two matches so tough?
I think as a team, we did face adversity. We had a couple girls go down with injuries, unfortunately, during that time. So it made us a little tough for us that weekend because it happened in such like a short time span with so much happening at once. But I think there was a couple points where we just didn't play with a sense of urgency. So we definitely learned from that tournament, of course. And now that we know that going into practice, that we have that goal of like we need to work on. So when we go into SUNYAC, we don't have to worry about that again.
What have you and the team been maybe trying to clean up or get better at over these last few days at practice as you do get ready for SUNYAC play, like you mentioned, because that's what you've got over these next couple of weeks, just nonstop conference opponents.
Right. I think one goal as a team that we really need to start focusing on is coming out hot, like straight out from the gate, because I think sometimes we can start out the games a little bit slow, not really execute on certain points. So just really making sure that we're like coming out hot from the jump, you know, sticking to Cortland Volleyball and also playing loose and confident the whole time.
I believe it. Zoe Stats with us here on BTL, right side hitter for the SUNY Cortland volleyball team. The Red Dragons 7-3 on the season. As I said, they're ramping up and getting ready for SUNYAC play over these next couple of weeks here. Your numbers so far are pretty ridiculous. You've got 113 kills over, 37 sets played. You know, I've been around volleyball for a lot of my life as a fan, you know, watching the game, but I don't necessarily know the nuances behind it all the time. I'm wondering, for you, what goes on in your mind before a kill, whether it's from a strategy standpoint or, you know, just trying to hit the ball as hard as humanly possible? Like, what is the mindset that you have as you approach a shot like that and just get ready to smash it on the other side?
Honestly, my mindset is just give me the ball. Like, I want to catch the ball. Like, just because, like, you know, over the years of playing, like, that's how your mindset should be when you are a hitter. Like, you want to, you know, demolish the other team, and that's honestly like my mindset. Like, give me the ball. Like, even like after mistake, I tell my setter, set me again, because I want to redeem myself and also do better for my teammates.
What's the feeling like when you have the perfect kill?
Oh my god, it's awesome. And I think the best part about it is just celebrating with my team and seeing them get so hype. And you know, I just love my teammates. Like, ever since I got here, like, they've been nothing but welcoming and really excited to see me play with them. So I think that's honestly the best part.
Gosh, you're so right about that. It seems like anytime there's a player who has a big kill, just the teammates go nuts. The fans in the stands go wild. It's like this moment of euphoria. But either way, getting back on track here, you know, you mentioned how you've been welcomed so nicely and everything. And we talked about it for a hot second before we came on the air here that, you know, you played at Rhode Island for a few years and you're using a final year of eligibility here at SUNY Cortland. Why was Cortland such a good fit for you?
Yeah, so, yeah, before the interview, I was just talking about that briefly. And before I committed to University of Rhode Island, I was also talking to Syracuse University, and Coach Aaron actually used to be the assistant there. So I got to know her when I was on my recruiting visit at Syracuse and got to know her really well. I ended up going to URI. It was a better fit for me. And then once I decided to enter the transfer portal for my final year, I saw that she emailed me, but it was from a Cortland address. I was like, oh, okay. So I got to talk with her a little bit about like her being at Cortland and what that would look like with me being there. And what would I be studying? So I decided to pursue Cortland and get my master's in sports management for the year that I'm here. And honestly, like, it's definitely been a great decision, and I'm super happy to be here.
What was the biggest adjustment for you going to a new place like Cortland?
I think the biggest adjustment, definitely the new team. I wasn't sure what to be expecting, like, going in originally, just because at URI, like, I was exposed, you know, to the my core girls, like for the four years I was over there. So I think I wasn't really sure what to expect from the team, but I think the adjustment honestly has been seamless. Like the girls, like I mentioned, like awesome, super welcoming, friendly. But yeah, I think that was the biggest adjustment. Like my biggest thought process going is like, okay, like how is the team gonna react to me only being there like 1 year, and how are we gonna gel? But like I said, it's been a great adjustment so far.
That's awesome. Zoe Stats with us here on BTL from the SUNY Cortland volleyball team. The Red Dragons 7-3 overall on the season, getting ready for SUNYAC play over these next couple of weeks. Getting back to the team a little bit, in terms of the X's and O's and strategy and whatnot, what has been the one thing that you look at and say, all right, this has been the thing that we're best at? This is our go-to. This is what's made us a successful team so far.
I think what's made us most successful is honestly just when we're having fun on the court, it just seems like effortless sometimes. Like just because you're not really thinking about like the score, like, you know, the errors and stuff like that. When you're having fun and we're all like smiling and, you know, having a good time and, you know, executing as well, like that's when everything just comes together. So at the end of the day, when me and my teammates are having fun out there on the court, that's when results are happening. So
in last year for this team, obviously you weren't a part of it, but it was about as good as it gets with a SUNYAC title, second round appearance in the NCAA tournament. What's it going to take to get back there? What's it going to take for this group to make another conference title run and then some?
Yeah, I think just to get back there, just having that mindset of like, you know, we want to win and not going into those games of like, oh, we can't lose. So I think switching that mindset up and really, really like having that drive of like, all right, like we've been there last year, we can definitely do that again, because this team over the course of the games that we played, you know, definitely capable of getting back there. So I think the mindset, you know, being able to switch that to like, all right, we got to win and then we'll be back up there in no time.
Can't wait to see how the rest of the season goes. Obviously, it's been a great start for the team and especially for you, you know, here in your first year with the program. Really looking forward to seeing how these next couple of weeks and next couple of months go for you, Zoe. Thanks so much for stopping by for a couple of minutes. Really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon here down the road, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.